This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6.5 p.m. It's the wake-up call.
I can't tell you how many times I've listened to this song, and it gets better and better. This is Chapel Roan. You know that by now. She's one of the fastest-growing stars in the world. However, it seems like she doesn't really want that to be her reality. She has been in the news quite a bit in the last week, and none of it has been for anything good. First of all, she put up some sort of video. Nobody was wondering, but she put up some sort of video saying that she was not endorsing Kamala Harris for president, which is fine. I guess maybe she felt like she had to, since like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and all these other celebrities did. It's like, but Chapel, no one was wondering.
Right.
She wasn't endorsing Donald Trump either, but then she just got like all this blowback. And okay, it seemed like that was a tornado that she created for herself. Then that might have been part of the reason why she has canceled two festival appearances that she was supposed to go to. One, it's this festival called All Things Go. One was in New York City. The other was in Washington, D.C. They're big festivals.
Okay.
She was going to be one of the headliners. She canceled. And she put out a statement basically saying things have gotten overwhelming over the past few weeks, and I am really feeling it. I feel pressure to prioritize a lot of things right now, and I need a few days to prioritize my health. I want to be present when I perform and give the best shows possible. Thank you for understanding, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, the wake-up call, we support mental health.
Big time.
And if you got to treat mental health like you would treat your physical health. If you can't get out of bed because your back hurts too much, okay, that should be treated with the same respect as I can't get out of bed because my brain's not working right today.
Yeah.
Okay. That being said, there's a lot that has gone into Chapel Roan in the last couple months. Like, just screaming at paparazzi, screaming at fans.
Saying, I don't want to take pictures with you, which is fine if that's what you want, but it doesn't necessarily feel like that is, it feels like you are saying, I'm not willing to do part of this job.
Right. And, you know, she's, this isn't the only show she's canceled. She's canceled many shows. And I just want to say and ask, is she just not cut out for this?
It seems a little bit like that.
You can call or text us with your thoughts on this. 916-909-1065.
Maybe it's better for her to just make music but not perform it.
Like how producers and writers do it?
Maybe.
Behind the scenes.
It does feel like she kind of hates it.
Right.
You know?
I've never seen somebody not enjoy their rise to success
so
more.
Much. It seems like she doesn't like it. It seems like she doesn't like us.
Right.
I feel like if I met her and she found out we played her on our station, that would make her like want to be mean to me.
I agree.
You know,
like the more and
like, okay, well, what I want is people buying my albums or something like that. I'd be like,
and don't get me wrong. I am. There's not a lot of artists that we play here that I'm a big fan of and legitimately love and listen to in my personal time. She's one that I do. Mm-hmm. I do love her album. I do listen to it in my personal time. So this isn't coming from a place of hatred at all. The opposite. But you know what Chapel Roan is starting to come across like to me?
Who?
When you're walking around in public and you see a dog that is amazingly adorable.
Oh.
And all you want to do is pet it and kiss it. And then when you go near it, it's just a monstrous bitch.
Oh,
like, and
okay.
It just barks at you and snaps. And then the owner is like, don't touch my dog.
That's where I thought you were going.
The two of them are Chapel Roan.
I want to say I'm sorry that I like you.
Somebody.
I'm sorry that I'm a fan.
Text messages that we have coming into 909-1065. You can call us there as well. Somebody says she deserves basic human dignity. Who's not giving her human dignity? I mean, the paparazzi hounding her, I guess you could make an argument but I guess you could say that that's like indignified. But at the same time, that is 100% part of fame.
I hate to say it. When the paparazzi doesn't want to take your picture anymore, it's because your career is over.
Yeah.
So the fact that she is wanted and desired right now is the reason that she gets to keep having a career. I understand it's this catch 22 that can be very unpleasant.
Right.
But you kind of, if you want one, you kind of have to have the other.
Another text message we got in. I think this is a classic case of careful what you wish for. She wanted the fame, but not the stuff that goes with it. I think maybe what is instead, like somebody else said, she wants to be Hannah Montana with the fame persona. Then when she isn't on stage, she wants the anonymity. That's not real life. Keep your thoughts coming in to 916-909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.